This is Bird Note. Many sci-fi writers, and even some scientists, dream of bringing extinct species back to life. But it turns out that nature has already re-evolved at least one long-lost bird. Over 130,000 years ago, a population of white-throated rails migrated across hundreds of miles of open ocean from Madagascar to the tiny island of Aldabra. Fossil records show that these wayward birds evolved to be entirely flightless. With no land predators, this adaptation served them well, until sea levels rose and Aldabra disappeared beneath the Indian Ocean for millennia. But some 20,000 years later, Aldabra re-emerged and a new wave of white-throated rails arrived from Madagascar. Today, these reddish-brown, chicken-sized birds with olive-green backs can be found skulking about the mangroves, but never on the wing. Because, just like their ancient predecessors, the Aldabra subspecies of white-throated rails evolved to be flightless once again. It's a rare example of a phenomenon called iterative evolution. As the only flightless bird left in the region, efforts are now underway to recognize the Aldabra rails as their own species, a move that will hopefully facilitate protections that ensure these evolutionary oddities aren't lost a second time. For Bird Note, I'm Ade Ben Salahuddin.
Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. Diverse, independent, yours.
Hey folks, welcome to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. And if you can't stay for the whole program, or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And for the price of a cup of coffee, you can help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits by becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. Coming up on this week's show, some of the new releases we're going to get to are going to include the latest from New York City-based trumpeter Eddie Allen, also the latest from Israeli guitarist Gil Livni, music out of the Vancouver area from the Vancouver Jazz Orchestra, and coming up in the opening set, recent release from Toronto-based drummer Joe Bowden. So hope you can stay for the whole show. We'll start it this week with music from trombonist Wayne Wallace from his album, The Reckless Search for Beauty. This is a tune from Bill Withers, Use Me. We'll be right back.
dice mi coro?
Aprovechate de mí.
Aquí estoy.
De no me quedena.
Esperando como siempre.
Aprovechate de mí.
Como siempre.
De no me quedena.
La cosa, esa cosa me llama cada noche.
Aprovechate de mí. Que no me quedena.
Entre tú y
yo. Aprovechate de mí.
Hay nada injusto.
Que no me quedena.
Yo no tengo la culpita.
Aprovechate de mí.
Y tampoco
que no me quedena.
Por nada.
listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Recent material from Nova Scotia-born and Toronto-based drummer Joe Bowden, title track off of his album Music is Life. That saw him working with vibraphonist Warren Wolf, pianist Manuel Valera, and bassist Mike Downs. Music from Detroit-based tenor saxophonist Dave McMurray before that, from his fourth release on Blue Note Records called I Love Life Even When I'm Hurting. We heard a composition of his called The Jugglers. Louis Resto on the keys, Wayne Gerard on the guitar, Don Was on the bass, and Jeff Kennedy on the drums, along with percussionist Mahindi Massey. And the set started with music from trombonist Wayne Wallace from the album The Reckless Search for Beauty, Bill Withers' Use Me, featuring vocalist Alexa Weber-Morales. Well, we'll keep it going with some music recorded here in Montreal. This is singer, songwriter, and actress Angela Galupo from her self-titled album, Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in a church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Oh,
Yeah.